Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het Mishnah Het. In this Mishnah, we'll also talk about what happens when a father passes away and his children want to use the undivided estate to pay for their expenses. But here we'll talk about what happens if it's girls as opposed to boys. Mishnah says, Hiniach Banot Gedolot Uktanot. If a father passed away and he left behind older and younger daughters, there were no sons over here, so the daughters were going to inherit. En ha-gedolot mitpadnesot ala ketanot. The older daughters are not allowed to clothe themselves from the undivided estate at the expense of the younger daughters. Even if the younger daughters are also clothing themselves from the undivided estate, the amount that the older daughters are going to spend is more than the younger daughters because they use more material. Very similar, or exactly similar, to the last Mishnah. Here it's just with girls, and the next two halachot will be the same as well. The younger daughters are not allowed to take food from the undivided estate, even if the older daughters are taking food as well, because younger children, younger daughters, would normally spend more. They would need finer and higher quality food than the older daughters, so therefore it would not be fair to the older daughters. Rather, they divide the estate equally, and once everyone has their inheritance, they could spend what they'd like on food and clothing. Now we'll talk about wedding expenses for the daughter from the undivided estate. If the older daughters got married after their father died, and they paid for their wedding expenses from the undivided estate, then the younger daughters are also entitled to get married and have their expenses for the wedding paid from the undivided estate. The equal amount of money has to be spent. If the older daughter spent a certain amount of money from the undivided estate on her wedding, then the younger daughters would also be entitled to that equal share. V'imamru ketanot, hare anu nos'ot kederech shinesatem atem, en shom'in lahen. If the older daughters got married while their father was still alive, and their father paid for their wedding, and he basically gave it to them as a gift, and then after he died, the younger daughters want to get married and they want to use the money from their father's estate. And they tell their older sisters, just like you got married from dad, we want to get married from dad's money as well. We say, en shomin lahen, we don't listen to them. Whatever the father gave the older daughters at the time of the wedding when he was alive was considered to be a gift. And therefore, now that he didn't leave anything aside for the younger daughters, they inherit regularly. They can't take from the undivided estate, and once they already inherit, they could use their share of the inheritance for the wedding. Ze homer bebanot mibanim, shehabanot nizonot ala banim ve'en nizonot ala banot. There's one difference between the sons who inherit and daughters who inherit. When it's only daughters who inherit, there's a little bit more power in one detail than if sons are inheriting. That the daughters who are still minors receive support from the undivided estate when they have brothers who are inheriting. Mentioned in the Ketubah is that if a man's sons are inheriting him, those sons have to make sure that their younger daughters are taken care of and that they're supported out of the undivided estate, and only after that are they allowed to divvy up the inheritance amongst the brothers. And that's mentioned clearly in the Ketubah. But when there are no sons and daughters are inheriting the estate, there's no Ketubah stipulation that tells us this. And the minor daughters would inherit like the rest of their sisters, and they would live off of that inheritance. There would be no special stipulation that would say that they're supported from the estate of their father. Rather, each girl takes whatever she's entitled to from the inheritance, and they live off of that.